All right, now we'll swiftly move along into the next part of this bullshit.
What is the next part anyway?
Yeah, we're past the second part, which is always mailbag. Now we're into the 3 hour long who cares part.
3 hour long what part?
The 3 hour long who cares part, where we basically just bullshit for a couple hours.
Oh, sweet, I can bullshit. This one time, I was walking down the street and I saw this dresser sitting on the street. And I was like, "Oh, that's weird." And I decided not to do anything. And that's the end of the story. I just kept walking along. That's the end. The moral is, if you don't do anything cool when you find a dresser on the street, your story's gonna suck.
You have the most soothing voice ever. I could be put to sleep right now.
You know what else is soothing about me, Rick?
I don't want to know.
I don't know. Yeah, I've been told I should be on the radio or something.
Well, technically you're on the internet. Isn't that the same?
That's true. The internet is like the radio, except with text. And it takes a while longer to download.
Yeah, my downloading the internet hasn't worked out so far. I'm only at 10%.
I think someone should print out the entire internet.
We better get the government on that one.
and then post it up on, like, telephone poles.
I'm just going to skim through Coral Mayhem while you're talking.
Are we working on a new one yet?
Yes, we are currently working on the new one. I'm not allowed to say what the content is about this time.
Is
but
it more gross porn?
Maybe.
When are we going to do Coral Mayhems that aren't gross porn again?
When, as soon as we think of something that's as good as gross porn, only not gross porn.
Find another computer on the side of the street.
I found another computer on the side of the street, but it wouldn't load up. The hard drive was damaged.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I know. It probably had gross porn on it.
Were those the only, like, reports on that computer, or were they just the best ones?
They were the best ones. There were a lot of, you know, I'm Timmy, I'm 5, and then a picture of, like, a squid underneath it. You would, no, there was a lot of random clip art just sitting around on that computer.
You know what 5-year-olds do with squids.
I know what squids do with 5-year-olds.
No, man, it's the other way around.
Oh, I've never seen a 5-year-old tentacle rape a squid.
The 5-year-old tentacle rape the squid.
Maybe if you're, like, Auntie the 5-year-old.
What do you think Auntie was like as a 5-year-old?
Fucked up.
Well, obviously.
I picture him in the corner finger painting through all grades. I don't think the teacher would have the balls to go up to him and go, "Hey, cut that shit out, it's time to learn."
I'd say, "Yeah, I'll rape you."
He'd be just like, "Lol, tentacles."
I think he was one of those kids that, like, taught other little kids about sex on the bus.
Yeah. He'd bring along a diagram. What do you think he finger painted all week?
It's true.
He was like, "Hey, little girl, guess what? I want to rip out your organs and fuck them."
Oh, Auntie.
Then he could be, like, in school getting lunch, and he'd be like, "See these mashed potatoes? They remind me of your organs. I want to fuck them."
Oh, boy. Yes. So, who else do you think was funny as a child?
Well, I don't remember much of my childhood.
Right, you peed in a teacher's car once, didn't you?
That was way after I was five. You know how
Oh,
short I
jeez.
am now. I fucking was really tiny when I was five. I'd need a crate just to reach the fucking
Couldn't
gas
even
can.
reach. Man. And did you have the mullet when you peed in the guy's car?
That was when I was 10. I peed in the guy's car when I was around 13.
Well, okay.
Just before I left school, around 14 or so.
Very nice.
Yeah. Dropped out and homeschooled myself. But the last week I was there, I was like, yeah, this last week I'm here, I'm just gonna start doing horrible shit to people around me.
All being homeschooled.
And I was like, I think I punched a kid. I didn't give him any warning or anything. I'm just like, hey, Tommy, bitch.
Apparently, I did that to my sister once, except it was even less warning. I just like hit her once when I was like, I don't know, six or something.
You just didn't like her hair. It was
And
like
like,
mullet.
yeah, I don't remember it at all. But like, my mom was like, "Yeah, you just hit her." Like, she came to me crying. She's like, "Well, why'd he hit you?" And I don't know. And she came out and asked me why I hit her, and apparently I was just like, "I don't know."
Felt like
Some of
it.
my friends were over, and then she was like, "Anyone? Like, why did she hit her?" Nobody knew. I just decided to hit her.
You know what would be fun? If I punched you in the face as hard as possible. Hold still.
That was such a quiet, like, not violent kid at all.
Let's see.
Never
I did a
fought with
bunch of
that kid
horrible
or anything.
things when I was a kid.
Yeah, I was a quiet kid, so I was pretty shy.
I was. Yeah, I could picture you being shy. I picture
Yeah.
Krem being a shy kid.
Krem was probably a shy kid. And then he turned into middle school Krem.
I
He was
picture
kind of a
Wally
socially
being
awkward kid.
outgoing.
Yeah. Wally was like the opposite of Krem, where Krem was awkward and shy. Wally was awkward and outgoing.
Oh, snap. Oh, man.
Oh, middle school.
I remember beating up the kid who shoved me into my locker once. That was
Really?
like one of those movies where at the end, one of the kids finally stands up for himself and shit. I'm just like,
Yeah.
I ran across the hallway because I saw him and I tackled him. Just kicked the shit out of him till the teachers pulled me off. That's
I
how
put a
most of
kid in
my
a
fights go.
locker
I
once.
just randomly jump the shit out of somebody.
I think I put a kid in a locker once, but he was kind of my friend, so it was okay. It was a scrawny little grade 9 kid. I was like, "Hey, Brett, come here." And then I stuffed him in the locker. And we were like, ah,
I'm taller, lol.
ha, ha. I'm 3 years older and bigger than you. Horrible lol.
Oh, man. And then you randomly punched him.
No, that was the kid I kicked in the nuts several times.
Well, hey, while he's on the ground, it's nothing like, kicking someone while he's down.
Was so mean to him. But we were still friends.
He's got your name on a list of people he needs to kill someday.
Probably.
That's how I picture you dying. I picture
Yeah.
you pissing someone off and they finally coming back after years and years of planning and just, blowing up your house.
I seem to be one of those guys who can just do mean things to people all the time and they just think it's funny. Eventually, I'm gonna piss someone off.
Yeah, you piss off the wrong guy.
Yeah, like Mr. Liston.
Oh yeah, man. You're going to jail.
But that's an
Cyberbullying.
infamous. That's an infamous example of me finally managing to piss off the wrong person.
It wasn't really you pissing off the wrong person. I think it's ironic that you weren't doing anything mean and you finally pissed someone
No.
off.
It's true, because I do so many horrible things to my friends. One time I was like talking to Josh, and I was like, "You know what I think above all other things makes me a bad person? That I do horrible things not to people I hate, but to people I like."
I rape you because I love.
Yeah.
That's pretty morbid. How do you picture people at POS dying?
Let's see. Me, it's obviously the pissing off the wrong person. Auntie, it's, you know, dying slowly in a prison somewhere.
Of herpes.
Or an insane asylum.
He's gonna get some disease.
Yeah.
He's gonna get super cancer. God's just gonna be like, that's enough of this shit.
Super cancer.
Yeah, not the normal kind. Super cancer, where you die within, like, a day.
Yeah. Krem? How's Krem gonna die?
Grease fire.
Grease fire? Yeah. In a kitchen somewhere. Wally's gonna...
Assassination. All the good presidents die that way.
That's true. He's gonna be president. Soap?
That's a tough one.
I don't think Soap's gonna die.
Yeah, I think he'll just live forever. What about a sow?
Pop-Tart power. Pop-Tarts will give him immunity, and eventually he'll finish POS the game, and then he'll die.
Yeah, the day after he finishes POS the game, he'll die. Perfect.
Yep. We'll never get to read the reviews.
The day before he uploads it.
Oh, that's true. He'll finish, and he'll be, like, just about to upload it, and he'll be, like, just about to click the mouse. Heart attack! He'll fall on his computer and bang some buttons and accidentally delete it instead of uploading it.
Kind of like how Krem died in mid-post that one time.
That one time?
Yeah.
You mean that every time?
Yeah, he dies all the time, doesn't he? That's how he's gonna die. Aokiji is gonna kill him in mid-post.
Yep. Who else we got?
Isaiah.
Steve, no one will know when he dies.
Yeah, perfect.
It's like the time Ryan Cote got expelled from my school. I was like, man, Ryan Cote hasn't come to school in like a couple months. I mean, that's not that unusual, but I haven't seen him in a while. And Robbie's like, oh yeah, he got expelled a while ago. I was like, oh, okay.
Swiftly moving along.
Anyway, Zhao is,
beaten to death by a crowd of angry people.
I was just about to say that. He's gonna be beat up by some girls.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those stereotypical things, like at the end of the Frankenstein movie, where people just storm Zhao's castle with pitchforks and torches and shit and just beat him to death.
Yeah. So, Akuma, like, Jesus is just gonna come down and be like, okay, shut the hell up, you idiot.
I think Akuma's gonna either be stoned to death or fucking crucified.
No, he'd like being crucified too much.
I think it'd be fitting if they just stoned him to death for being a heretic. Because that's what they did in the Bible. When you're a heretic, you got stoned to death.
It's true, but I think Jesus is just gonna be like, shut up. Go to hell.
Turn him to a pillar of salt.
Yeah. Who else have we got?
Yoshi's gonna suffocate underneath the pile of Pikachu plushies.
Yep. Your average Joe is gonna, like, freeze or something, because it's probably cold in Iceland.
Isn't he from Greenland, or...?
No, he's from Iceland.
Ah. Well, then he wouldn't be that cold.
Oh, that's true. Iceland is the green one. Greenland's the icy one.
I don't know. When he showed a picture of where he lived in that I live in a this remote place topic, he was in the ass end of the fucking place. It was way up in the Arctic Circle.
That's true.
You know, it's like, bitch, why don't you live in the south?
That's what we do in Canada.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
All live as far south as we can get. Without being Americans.
Or Mexicans.
Or Mexicans. Can't quite make it down that far.
Nah. Who else do we have? RPG Maker. How do you picture that guy dying?
Oh, good. This is gonna be good. I am personally going to assassinate him.
Freak hockey accident. Remember the intro of Happy Gilmore?
One day, Brandon Grimes is gonna go visit his friends in Nova Scotia, and I'm gonna like sneak into his car and go with him, and just jump out and assassinate RPG Maker.
Make sure to get his computer too, so TrivBot isn't allowed in.
Oh yeah, that's good too.
Who else is there? Shit.
Spatulator.
Oh, we all know how he's gonna die.
I'm gonna personally stab him. Auntie will help.
Auntie will mail himself the Spatulator, and then as soon as Spatulator opens the package, he's gonna hop out, rape him to death.
Surprise! Stab. What about that Great Garlic guy?
He isn't that bad. I don't really know much about him, though.
I remember when he first registered at Earthbound IPM, I thought he was a joke account for so long. But then he just...
never went away.
For so long, it's like, well, I guess he's real. And then Wally was like, are you a joke account? And I was like, that's what I thought.
He is kind of like a joke account.
He is. He seems like a joke account, but he's been around for so long. He's like a cool, only not as crazy.
Let's see. Who else is there? Let me peek in melee and see if I can spot anybody. Ooh, Cruz.
Man, we can't even remember the small group of people we've hung around with for 5 years.
Do you really want to remember those fuckers?
No. Scott's gonna get eaten by World of Warcraft.
He's gonna die from the radiation coming off his computer after 70 hours of playing World of Warcraft.
Did you say 70 hours?
Well, in a row.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, I have like a friend who's played a total of like a month.
Let's see. GS Gold.
Burgers.
Death by burger.
Death by burger. It's probably his dream death anyway.
That boy has a train ticket to a heart attack waiting for him.
Yep.
Massive fucking coronary. He's going to have a burger in his mouth and someone's going to say something so fucking stupid. And his face is going to turn purple and he's going to drop dead right there.
He'll just piss him off so much.
Yeah, Sal will say something to him and it'll be so fucking stupid. He'll die.
Wow. What about Nick?
Nick's another one of those people I can't really see dying.
No.
Unless it's in like a massive fucking explosion action hero death.
Yeah, that's probably it. Okay, how do furries die? We need to do Unbroken Torment.
AIDS?
Gays?
Super AIDS.
Super AIDS. Furry AIDS.
He's gonna die from Walmart assassinating him for knowing too much.
That's true. Walmart and furry AIDS. Cruz will just get regular AIDS.
Yeah, he's not bad enough to get super AIDS.
Super AIDS.
Super AIDS is the one where your dick falls off. Quite an uncomfortable thought. Let's move on.
Really? Really?
Alucard.
Alucard. Alucard is Dracula backwards. Dracula's a vampire, so we're gonna backwards stab him with a stake.
He's gonna walk outside too late and get into the sun and he'll explode into a million pieces.
Yeah. Could be.
Let's see.
Brandon Grimes.
That guy? He's gonna get stepped on by Optimus Grime.
Yeah, could be. talking to him today. Apparently, his university has a really good file-sharing network, and he's been watching a lot of movies.
He's gonna go to jail.
Today he's watched Indiana Jones and Star Wars and Ghostbusters and I think something else.
Not bad, not bad. Static.
Static. Flamethrower backfire.
Really? Does she even use a flamethrower anymore?
I don't know. You tell me, you know her better than I do.
Eyebrows.
Eyebrows?
She uses it when someone pisses her off.
Yeah.
I think her brain's just gonna explode one day from too much sugar intake.
Could be. She's kind of hyperactive.
We haven't done me yet. We'll end on me.
I thought we did you.
Nope.
I did you. Eyebrows.
Oh, eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
I think I'll die the same way.
I thought we did you at the beginning.
No, we did yours.
Fight with someone. Oh, okay. Okay, you're gonna... get in a fight with someone bigger than you? Oh, wait, that's everyone. Never mind.
You're dead to me. I'll die the same way my dad will die, and my grandfather will die, and his grandfather will die. And
how did the ones that are dead die?
Well, when my dad dies, it'll be of high blood pressure-related shit.
Yeah?
So, yeah, it'll probably happen to me, too. I'll suffer a GS Gold-like death and be around you guys for another fucking 10 or 20 years and just finally have a coronary.
That'll kill you, yeah.
Have to hang out with this sow one day and he'll be bitching, why don't I have mods? And I'm just going to be like, fucking, and die.
Yep. Or Oz will squish you. That's how we're all gonna die. Oz is gonna come to Paws and fucking squish us.
Oh fuck. Hey, you know.